Good morning, good people. I'm Kiplin Primus, your host for The Local Take on Jazz 91.9 WCLK. And I reached out to our own Leatrice Elsie Wright from Hammond's House to speak about her impending departure to go to the Apollo Theater in New York City. You know, Miss Wright hasn't been at the Hammond's House that long, but it seems like she's been there all along. From the National Black Arts Festival to the Hammond's House, our community has benefited from her leadership, and the arts community has benefited from the exposure that she has provided. Leatrice Elsie Wright, welcome back to The Local Take.
Thank you, Kiplin. How are you?
I am doing good this morning, but your departure is bittersweet for our community. And in the last few years, you brought so much life and innovation to the Hammond's House. It doesn't seem like it's been such a short time. It seems like you've been there longer. But now you're leaving us for the Apollo Theater and New York City, and no one can question that decision. But are you leaving us in good hands? What are we going to do without you?
Hey, you know what? The Hammond's House is going to be fantastic. I am leaving us in great hands, leaving the city in great hands. The board of directors has been in their interview process, and so they've had a slate of really good candidates. And so I know that they will, and, you know, they've been whittling it down. So I know that they will pick the right person. But again, the slate is good. So any of the people that they choose out of this particular class of candidates will be able to lead the Hammond's House. And there'll be some overlap between myself and the next person coming in. And then I'm always a phone call away, but, you know, they will be perfectly fine. And moving into the next, you know, this kind of next adventure for the museum. But, you know, the Hammond's House has only had, before me, there were only two other directors, Ed Sprigg and Myrna Anderson. And so Myrna Anderson Fuller. So I was number three. This individual will come in as number four. And again, they have like really good candidates. And so I'm sure that it'll be a good person. And we'll just kind of continue moving the museum forward.
Now, you are leaving us again for the Apollo in New York City, and no one can question, you know, that decision. How do you feel about this new adventure? Is your heart still skipping a beat?
Well, you know, I've actually been working with them for a year, so I am deeply entrenched in the process, in the organization. I just have not stepped foot in New York yet. Because, you know, COVID happened and halted those plans. The theater has been shut down for since last March. And so it will not open until January. So I will continue to work remotely from Atlanta, except where I do need to start making some appearances, you know, for planning processes. We're opening two new venues in New York. And so they're going to be brand new. And so, you know, it's just going up there and checking out how those two new theaters work, but I'll be checking out how all the theaters work since I haven't been there at all. But I'm excited. I'm really excited. It is a new adventure. Absolutely. You know, like the song says, from different world, it's a different world from where I came from.
Well, we're definitely going to miss you. But one of the other things that you did in the community and while leading Hammond's House was to put together these cultural trips. In fact, you know, I felt the ancestors calling. You were going to Senegal in 2020. Are you going to still do those types of cultural, you know, touch points for our community?
Well, Kiplin, it's funny you should ask that because I plan on definitely continuing to do that because I've always done those. And I do want to invite, and I actually started talking to the museum already, about bringing small groups to New York for these curated experiences, you know, that I would curate for people. So, you know, kind of playing with that idea. I don't know when, you know, that would kick off because first I'd like to get my feet wet in the city in a number of different ways, but also, you know, letting the new person come in and kind of figure out what their, their vibe is going to be in terms of, do they want to continue that? But if not, I can still do it, you know, just, you know, independently and inviting people to come to the city as well as other places. And so, you know, because I like to travel, I like to take a small group to experience these cultural, you know, really cultural gems that are all around us that we don't necessarily always think about. And so I've always enjoyed doing that and taking people in the cities and introducing them to new artists, new artistic experiences. So I will certainly be continuing to do that.
Now, you've done so many innovative things at Hammond's House, and I'm thinking about the West End, when Sherman was lit, or Lit Without Sherman,
mm-hmm.
where literally the exhibit was the museum.
Yeah.
Are you looking forward to doing that kind of innovation in New York at the Apollo?
I am, actually. I'm really looking forward to, you know, being able to stretch out in Harlem. You know, I have a amazing executive producer, Camila Forbes, who is super, super, first of all, brilliant, but also, I mean, her creativity really knows no bounds. And when we got together and started just, you know, putting ideas on the table, I was like, I like you, because her thought process is very much like my own in terms of, you know, how do you think about culture and this boundlessness of what culture is, but also how culture can impact. And so she has really kind of given me the green light to be my most creative self. And I'm really excited about that. So the thing that I have found interesting at the Apollo, which I didn't anticipate, is that, you know, the reality is that everybody wants to be at the Apollo. You know, so the Apollo, you know, while it is this storied, 87-year-old organization, and actually 88, because it's, we're into the next year now, so 88-year-old organization. But that shine, that kind of, storied past really has, you know, it has become the present, and it continues to be the present as well. And so playing the Apollo means something to so many people. There are people that are like, okay, I could have done Carnegie Hall, but I want to do the Apollo, you know? And so when you talk to artists, and especially when you talk to Black artists, that, you know, that is their perspective, that playing the Apollo is, you know, is better for them than playing Carnegie Hall. That says a whole lot about the institution. And so, you know, we have a 21st century canon initiative that we are engaging in. Like, I came to the Apollo at the right time, right when they were making a shift to say, now, how are we addressing the 21st century? Who are the new artists? Who are the artists who have been established artists that have new ideas that need to be explored and expressed on our, and we need to do it on our stage. And so the Apollo is very thoughtful about how they continue to define their place in this kind of cultural landscape, not only locally in New York and in Harlem, but also nationally and globally. And so it's an exciting space to be in and an exciting time to come there.
Leatrice, we want to keep up with you as you go on this journey, and I definitely want to invite you back. Let me know when you put together the trip to come up to New York to experience your work at the Apollo. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for what you've done in our community here in Atlanta, and thank you for what you're about to do on a much bigger stage. Thank you.
Thank you, Kiplin, and thank you so much for having me this morning.
We've been talking with Leatrice Elzey Wright, former executive director of the Hammond's House, who is moving on to the Apollo Theater in New York City.